You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
He can heal bones that are broken, and he can heal relationships that are suffering. I believe dis-ease or disease is on the rise all around the world. Disease starts with dis-ease, which opens up the door for a malady. So if you're worried constantly, this is an incentive for you to shut the door to worry, because it will open you up for dis-ease, which will manifest in a disease.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Heal, Helping Everyone Accept Love. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
Live for righteousness, by his wounds or stripes, you have been healed. New King James Version of the Bible. By his wounds, you have been healed. As I continue a series called Jehovah Rapha, today's message is entitled, Heal. Heal. Healing is an acronym for helping everyone accept love. Helping everyone accept the love of God. Healing is all about love. And when he loves you, it is his desire to heal you. Father, I give you praise and thanks for this moment. Thank you for the release of mercy. Our hearts sing, oh, to you. Like you sung over the woman that wasn't even an Israelite and told her it was not right for you to give that which is holy to dogs. But she said, Master, even the dogs desire and is willing to eat the crumbs that fall from your mouth. And as you sung over her, oh woman, I have not seen this kind of faith in all of Israel. I pray now, oh God, that you would sing over these people. Oh, Truth Revealed. Oh, Palm Bay. Oh, region. Oh, the state of Florida. Oh, United States of America. Oh, every continent of the world. I long to heal you. Let it be our reality. In Jesus' name, amen. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I choose to agree with the Word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken Word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the Word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed, my heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray over your confession of faith. Come on, get excited about it, and that you would memorize it in case there is no technology. Healing is the process of becoming healthy again. It means there was a degree of health and it was lost. But it is the process of becoming healthier again, or get this word in you, to be restored. Restored. That is not a vulgar word. We should all be able to embrace the word restoration. God is a God of restoration. Yes, he can do something fresh, vibrant, and dynamic. But he also can add luster to the leather. He can bring back moisture to that which is dried up. He can create a spring in the midst of a desert, or an oasis where there is no flow. God can restore what the cankerworm has stolen. And there's something about the sound of restoration. It even helps us to hope again. The sound of the whole state of a person's restoration is called healing. I can describe the natural repair of wounds. First, you must locate it. Then you must clean it out. Thirdly, you must apply an ointment to the wound. And number four, you need to caretake it. If you wound somebody, you should go through the first steps, the four steps. Find out what did you do to wound them. Then you need to clean it out. Don't make no excuses for it. You need to say, I'm sorry and I repent. Not if I hurt you, I hurt you. And I'm willing to help clean it out. Glory to God. And then you need to apply an ointment. That is something that heals it. Don't miss this step. Just saying I'm sorry is not going to heal it. You got to move to the third step, which is to apply an ointment. And fourthly, you need to make sure you come back and check on it. Instead of saying, I ain't saying nothing to you. You need to go back and check on the wound. Caretake it. That's a part of the healing process. In the spirit, it happens with God. When there's a wound in your life, he identifies it. He's not going to add a healing balm to your heel when it's your head that's hurt. You're not going to give God your heel when you need to stick your head before his presence. Because the mind needs to be healed. Secondly, he's going to clean it out. That means he's going to flush out some stuff that's impure. That's the hurting process of healing the wound. Usually when you add an antiseptic, I noticed years ago I had to take Megan, we had to take her to the hospital because she broke a bone and she had a scar. And the doctor said, well, we don't add alcohol anymore. They just do a cleaning solution or some type of liquid. I was like, what? What are you talking about? Add alcohol, let it hurt, right? That's how I grew up. Alcohol was added to the wound, right? Because every time you add alcohol, all of those germs try to run. They're screaming, ah, and that's why you hurt. That's what happens. And a lot of times we don't like the second process of healing, the second step, because that's where it hurts. God has to apply healing balm. I'm sorry, an antiseptic to deal with the bacteria and the stuff that you can't see when you're wounded. And that's the part that most people want to turn away from. Then we add the word of God to the process, which is the healing balm. And fourthly, we take care of it. This is why it's important when you're hurt for you not to stay home. You should be right in the place of healing. Continue to come to the house of God. You don't go in the wilderness when you're hurt. You come back to the house of the Lord and let God continue the process, and we need to caretake. The word can also mean to be used, when I do research on that, as a metaphorical sense, and that is healing brokenness or even healing the broken heart or broken relationships can be healed as well. We need to have faith that God can heal a broken relationship. Let me say it again on this side. God can heal a broken relationship. Do you believe he can?
Yes.
Right. God can heal that which is broken. He can heal bones that are broken. And he can heal relationships that are suffering. I believe dis-ease or disease is on the rise all around the world. Disease starts with dis-ease, which opens up the door for a malady. So if you're worried constantly, this is an incentive for you to shut the door to worry, because it will open you up for dis-ease, which will manifest in a disease. And I believe God wants us to start getting some peace in the midst of us. Why does he say, a peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Because the more worried you are, the more open you are to the bacteria of disease. Disease creates an atmosphere where disease can grow. Jesus said in John 14, and I'm preaching already, let not your heart be troubled, be full of anxiety. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Here's peace. For in my Father's house, there are many rooms. I go to prepare. In other words, when you're worried about this and that, understand that God has gone out before your worry, and he always prepares a safe place for you to land on. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, praise. And the peace of God will guard your heart. Peace, praise opens us up for peace. If you don't praise him, even as we were praying for people, the Spirit spoke to me, have them to praise me. Life will come to the situation. And if you start praising God in the midst of pain and sorrow and trouble, peace then enters in with the praise. It's right there in Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And the peace of God will be deputized. And it will guard your heart from worry and anxiety. If you get silent and won't praise, peace can't enter in. I can't just pronounce peace. Peace comes in when you praise. Lift up those hands. Jeff? Jeff? Where you at, Jeff? I need you to say, all right here, Bishop. Okay. So, Jeff.
Yes, Bishop.
That's right. The next time for this entire month, the Spirit told me to tell you, you lift up your hands when it's time to praise. And he's going to do something in your life as you're obedient to him. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands. Somebody needs to follow suit. When you come in here to praise, don't just stand. Let me see your hands. Hands up. Our church needs to do this. At the end of this month, you're going to see a shift. Because the Lord spoke to me and say, if you praise me, I'm going to release peace. The next thing after peace is power. Glory to God. I can do all things. It's right there in Philippians 4. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Glory to God. And here's the last P in Philippians 4. And the provision comes. Provision comes. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Provision comes in Philippians 4. Praise, peace, power, provision. Help me, Jesus. So think about that whole restoration process. And healing will take place this month if you will obey God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The world faces significant burdens. I'm talking about a burden of illnesses. It's encompassing a wide range of conditions that are infecting and impacting the population of our globe. I'm talking about global impact. Illnesses, new illnesses and viruses are being birthed. Listen to me, where there's much poverty, there's greater illness. And the poor you are in your spirit, you attract more spiritual illness. You may say, well, I make more money. I didn't say that. I'm not talking about, I know you make more money. This is the wealthiest generation ever. And the sickest. If you're poor, not poor in spirit, as it's mentioned in Matthew 5. If you're poor, impoverished in your spirit, you know no word. You revert back to flesh. You're still constantly dealing with the old nature. You're poor in spirit. You will attract spiritual illness. The more wealthy you are, the richer you are in faith, the more inoculated you will be when you're facing this world's virus. So God wants you to be wealthy. Say, I am wealthy.
I am.
Say, I'm sitting in a wealthy place. Now, before you look at money, listen to me. This generation has more flow than any other generation on the face of the earth. Stock market is at highest peaks. People are making billions. There is no man on the face of the earth that has had over $300 billion as a personal wealth, like Elon Musk. Bezos, $270 billion. Mark, over Facebook or Meta, $200 billion. Or 80, I don't know. I used to think Bill Gates was the wealthiest man. They have surpassed him. Are you listening to me? By the way, last night I had a dream that I was wealthy. Yeah, I ain't lying. I was so rich. I was so rich. Let me just say, I'm spiritually wealthy. I got faith. Hallelujah. I am healed. Say, I am healed. Glory to God. I sit in a wealthy place. Glory to God. I sit in a wealthy place in Jesus. I have all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily, for I am complete in him. Who is the head of all principality and power. You better read Colossians chapter 2. Glory to God. Hebrews 1. In sundry times, he spoke to us through the prophets. But now he speaks to us through his only Son. Who is the brilliance of the Father's glory. Glory to God. The express image of his person. And by him, he upholds all things by the word of his power.
Ooh, I love the
word. You got to get rich. I want to be rich. Well, you better be rich in the word. You can have all of the money, but you can't take it with you. Legend says Alexander the Great, when he was dying, said to his five generals as they gathered around the young man, the conqueror, the leopard that Daniel saw, leaping through time, conquering lands out of Greece, moving swift, the great leopard. Alexandria's all over the world. Interracial relationships all come from Alexander the Great. And he said as he's dying, under 30 years old, he did all of these things. He said, when I die, I want only doctors to carry my coffin. To the tomb that they will lay me in. This is his last command to his generals. And I want all of you that are with me to lay gold coins and silver coins along the road. From the wealth that I've been able to accumulate as I conquered nations. And I want you to keep my hands outside of the coffin. I don't want them crossed on me like this. I want them hanging outside. get the implication. I want the doctors to carry me because none of them could save me. I got the best physicians around the world. I pulled them out of Babylon. I pulled them from around the world, but they couldn't fix me. And I want you to lace coins out there because I can't carry none of the wealth into this new place. Accumulate it if you want. It can't pass through the portal. Somebody else will enjoy it. Get it if you want. When you leave here, it will not pass with you. And I want my hands hanging out because I want people to see. I came in with nothing and I'm leaving with nothing. One of the greatest conquerors on the face of the earth wanted to die this way because he realized, I got it all, but I have nothing. And if you don't have Jesus in your life, you have nothing. If you don't have Rapha in your life, you have nothing. If you don't have Jireh in your life, you have nothing. If you don't have Shaddai in your life, you have nothing. If you don't have Shalom in your life, if you don't have Jesus, you have nothing. But if you got Jesus, come on, yeah and amen. If you got Jesus, oh, 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 I got something inside of me that's going to go with me when I pass through. And he's already secured a place for me. Glory to God. Get Jesus in your life. Don't miss the move as you go for all of this stuff. Get Jesus. You're rich if you got him. Glory to God. There's a high level of health problems. As I'm going out doing studies about health and problems in our world and even in the church, I found out that the vast majority of the world's population is experiencing some type, some form of health problem. I believe the Lord is giving me a message on healing because he wants us to be healed. The leading cause of death is cardiovascular disease, cancer, and chronic respiration problems, breathing problems, diabetes. One of the leading causes of death. If you're in that realm, take care of it. Back away from the pie. Get up and walk. Back away from the juice and drink some water. Man, I'm preaching today. And extend your days. Glory to God. Even now, men don't have to get the finger stick. They just take blood. So you don't have to be crying about that anymore. Get checked out. Let me say it again. Get checked out. So you can live longer. Glory to God. Get over the shame. You don't even have to bend over no more. They don't have to put on gloves no more. They take a blood test. Get yourself right. Check on yourself. What are you doing? How can you have medical insurance and just won't go? We got problems in our community. This church has a health and wellness ministry. We remind our people about health issues all the time. So let's do something about it. So James Brown, your health, get up, get on up. 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 Get on the scene. Get up. And get to the doctor and let them check you out so you'll know what you're dealing with. If you know numbers, it will help you.
If you know where your money is flowing, it'll help you to budget. If you don't check it out, you'll just keep spending. But if you just start checking out the numbers, whoa, what did I spend last month on entertainment? What did I spend on entertainment? What did I spend on fun? What did I give to Starbucks? When I first started pastoring, man, there was no such thing as people spending $7 for a cup of coffee. 30 years ago. Listen. Man, we got Maxwell. We had a Stanley steel coffee container, and you filled it up and you used it on pouring it in a little cup. It wasn't no Starbucks. It wasn't none of that. It wasn't no white chocolate mocha. None of that. $7 a cup. And if you just backed away from that, you'll see you're tight. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. I ain't got no time. Yes, you do. Starbucks has it. And if you got these diseases, you got to watch the sugar. Carbohydrates. I like rice. I like beans. I like potato salad. That's carbohydrates. Your body transfers it into sugar. And if you're not active, it's going to raise blood sugars. You understand? Do you understand?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Heal, Helping Everyone Accept Love, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th Anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details. Hotel accommodation are available at the Hampton Inn and Suites located off Palm Bay Road. Use group code PWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 12th. Accommodations are also available at the Crown Plaza Melbourne Oceanfront. Use group code WMA to reserve your room by Wednesday, September 3rd. Spots are filling up fast, ladies, so grab your combo package before August 31st. Summer's winding down, but the savings are just heating up. The back-to-school sales tax holiday will run through August 31st. Shop smart and save big with tax-free breaks on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories.
Our Health and Wellness Ministry will offer free blood pressure screenings after both the 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. services on Sunday, August 31st at the TR Palm Bay campus. Take a step towards better health. Stop by and get checked.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
When you pray for a spiritual awakening, you may be in for a fight. Billy Graham knew that firsthand.
Awakenings always stir the devil up. I sense it in every crusade I conduct.
That may sound a little disheartening, but he goes on to share what you can do to take on Satan.
The awakenings seemingly never occur without dedicated people, with an emphasis on prayer and an emphasis on Scripture. So much could happen in this country if we could see a great spiritual awakening. But it's not going to come by organization alone and great publicity. It's got to be the Spirit of God.
You can be the one to start a spiritual awakening in your community, and we'd love to help. Stop by our website. You'll find resources there to help deepen your faith and how to share Jesus Christ with others. That's findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.